It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
We have some Disney stories in the news today, one involving streaming, another a much-anticipated movie. Let's get the latest from Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Tom, let's begin by talking about this deal with Verizon. It seems like Disney's going to get a nice boost for its new streaming service.
Yeah, you know, there's no price quite like free. And that's exactly what Verizon is offering, is free Disney to its existing wireless customers with the Everything package and then new 5G and Fios customers. They get a year of Disney Plus. And, you know, obviously it's an easy way to jumpstart eyeballs to give it some mass against other competitors like Netflix, Amazon, HBO, Apple, HBO Max, which is launching soon. So, you know, free works.
And yeah, I mean, then what they need really is critical mass, right? I mean, like you're saying, they just need a certain number of people there.
Exactly. And that's a great way to get it started. You know, and to kind of peel the onion here a little bit, I really think that this is a sign of, you know, if we were in business class for NBA, we'd be talking today a little bit about maturing industries. This seems like new stuff to us, but man, you know, streaming has been around for a long time now. So really what you're going to start to see evolve here is less of a, hey, it's new, so just go ahead and pay for it because it's awesome, to a mature industry where the battle now is really going to be for market share. The addressable universe, has it been tapped? No. Is there still great opportunity overseas for these players? Yes. But generally speaking, I think we're kind of in phase two here where we're battling over share, soon to be followed by a consolidation and us doing this all over again in 10 years.
Well, that's for streaming and for cell phones too, right? I mean, it seems like this is really a win-win for Verizon trying to maybe get some more customers.
Yeah, yep. You know, they have these great symbiotic relationships, these marketing agreements that that work both ways. And, you know, do you go into the Amazon, or I mean, into the Verizon store and, you know, perhaps get to the next level, get a better plan or jump ship and come over to Verizon for another carrier for a year of free Disney? Maybe you do.
Yeah, let's talk about the movie, the Star Wars movie. Disney's got to be pretty pleased with this.
I would think so. You know, the reading the tea leaves looks good. Two big markets were in play last night on Monday Night Football, New York and Boston. So that was a plus, even though it was a bit of a lackluster game. But, you know, when the tickets went on sale, and what was interesting is the tickets actually went on sale a few hours before that trailer played at halftime last night, which I'm not sure if that was the plan all along or a little bit of a surprise for people. But nonetheless, that pre-sale on those tickets actually outsold Avengers Endgame by some 45%, according to Adam Tickets. And so that broke a record that has existed for, you know, a year or two, and it looks like that might be a positive result then long term for the Star Wars franchise. Endgame did something like $2.8 billion globally. That was an all-time record. So, you know, the folks at Disney obviously have to be excited about what they're seeing, at least early on out of the gate.
I'm sure they are pleased with it. Yeah, thank you. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv. If you missed any part of...